Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationships, maybe crossed with some Am I the Arsehole as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. This story is from Nervous Bri, titled I'm 25 female, getting married in September, and my fiance's mum, 50s female, is trying to get us to change details. My fiance, 26 female, does whatever her mum says without consulting me. And it does come with updates as well. These are petty details that don't really matter, like flowers and centerpieces, the order of the bridal processions, where people will sit at the reception, that kind of thing. None of these things are things that I've always dreamed of having a certain way, and my fiance knows that and thinks that it means that the person who cares more should get more say. I disagree and wish she would butt out. My fiance's mum has never been that nice to me. She isn't mean, but she is thoughtless. She does stuff like forget that I'm coming to dinner, and I end up eating a frozen dinner that she microwaved while everyone else has a nice meal. I can't help but feel that she thinks that we are just silly little girls. She treated her other daughter like she was becoming a real adult when she got married, to a man, and to us, she keeps saying that we're just so young and we should reconsider. My fiance's sister was younger than us when she got married by 2 years. She thinks we can't handle planning on our own. I did almost everything myself, and she has decided that I did it all wrong. We wanted a certain flower. She insisted that this type of flower wouldn't hold up in the heat. It's a late September evening wedding, and it won't be that hot, and she tried to have it changed. The entire colour scheme is based on this flower, so I said no. My fiancé and I fought about the stupid flowers for a whole weekend. The latest thing is that she disagrees with the bridal processions. Obviously, there are two brides, so things won't be 100% traditional. We found a way that we like. My future mother-in-law hates it and thinks it will confuse the guests. She's been calling her family members that are involved in the bridal parties to try to get them on her side. I just want her to stop and accept that the plans have been made. My fiance loves her mum and thinks she's the best at everything. She thinks that because her mum was an event planner for a couple of years in the 90s, that she knows more and should be given the reins. I'm sick of it, and I fantasize about pulling a Lawlee Gilmore on my own wedding. Help. And I apologize if I pronounce that name wrong, I don't know who that is. Now, whenever we cover stories like this, the advice generally comes out is that you may want to take a step back and look at the broader picture here, because, you know, you're second best in your relationship. Mum is clearly first here. And what's that shit about forgetting you that you're coming to dinner and you having to eat a frozen dinner that she microwaved? If my mum, if she was still with us, did this to my hypothetical partner, I'd be absolutely embarrassed and distraught and would call that out instantly. But we'll cover a couple of those comments, then we'll move on to the update. So MM172 says, tell your fiance that it's not her mother's wedding. It's supposed to be yours and hers. Just because you might not care as much about some detail doesn't mean your opinion doesn't matter, let alone that it's wrong because it's not what mum wants. It certainly doesn't make it appropriate or acceptable for her to lobby the entire rest of the family against you. Would she have considered that an appropriate tactic if one of her clients back in the 90s tried to overrule her on something? And if your fiance really doesn't see the problem here, then you're going to need to put the wedding plans on hold entirely and consider hashing this out in counselling. Because this isn't a good sign for how things are going to go when mum tries to push you out of making decisions in other areas of your lives together, when she thinks she knows best. Silo says, one of my requirements for a partner is independence from their parents. And you got invited to a dinner and ate a microwave meal. I would have had everyone share off their plate so you could eat, or grab my partner's hand and excuse us from the dinner, house or whatever. Basic standards, really. Opie replies saying, the problem is that I'm vegetarian and she had forgotten to make a vegetarian meal. She's done this twice now. Usually she puts meat or bacon fat in her side dishes too. You know, people make mistakes, sure. But I've got a guest coming over, an important guest that's going to be a part of my family soon. You forget twice about it. Come on now. No chance. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'd be very aware of the fact of this person's needs and mess it up twice. Whatever. Let's move on to the update to see what happens next. So OP moved to the mother-in-law sub, who said, tried posting about this a while back and didn't get a huge response. Someone said that this sub is very active and I might get some advice here, but it involves a woman who will become my mother-in-law. My fiance and I have a date to get married in September. Anyone who has planned a wedding knows that changing things at this stage is difficult and expensive. It's not stopping my future mother-in-law. She loves to say, nothing is written in stone. I started keeping a journal of what she's tried to change. From memory, without consulting it, the flowers, the bride's people, the order of the procession, the layout of the seats at the ceremony, my dress, the photographer, and some rules we decided to implement for the ceremony. Long story there. I should mention that we are both women. My future mother-in-law hasn't been overtly homophobic, but I suspect that it affects how she views us, whether she realizes it or not. It's nothing concrete, I just sense it based on her lifetime of developing instincts for this stuff. She is dismissive of us and treats it like it's not a real wedding. I think she thinks of us as silly little girls who are playing house. She didn't treat her straight daughter this way when she was married to a man, and my future sister-in-law was younger than us when she married her husband. That wedding was regarded as the event that ushered her into adulthood. For us though, the wedding is proof that we're silly and not ready for adulthood. She had told us both many times that we don't need to get married to validate our relationship. My fiancé thinks her mother is just lending us her expertise because we're party planning amateurs. Her mum was an event planner for a couple of years in the 90s. There were corporate events, not weddings. She also has a philosophy of whoever cares more and will be most upset if they don't get their way should have it their way. She says I don't care that much about flowers, so I should let her have it. I reminded her 50 times a day that I'm getting married, not her mum. My fiancé is not girly and her only request was, please don't make me choose between 50 shades of ivory tablecloths. She has been more hands-off and she isn't as emotionally invested. She doesn't get that I've been putting a lot into this and to have someone wreck it all is depressing. This isn't usually my thing, but I've been surprised at how much I enjoyed the planning. However, her mum is known by everyone as the planner, and everyone lets her have events because they know she enjoys it. A lot of her relatives have told me I must be so relieved to have her because everything she does ends up perfect. They assume two butch-looking women are allergic to this kind of thing, I guess. I don't know what to say, and I won't lie, so I just say she certainly loves planning stuff. To get my fiancé on board, I compared the wedding to a garden. How would she feel if she spent a year planting a garden, paying a lot of money for it, and when it's almost done, the next door neighbour comes in and demands that you rip out some flowers? What would you do if the neighbour said, I used to work at a plant nursery for 2 years in the 90s and seemed emotionally invested in your garden, or would you think they're a nutcase and tell them to leave it because it's not theirs? She seemed to get it and apologise, but the next time her mum called her, she sat me down and asked me to consider changing another wedding detail. I'm feeling unsupported by my fiancé and my friends are really concerned. I'm writing this at 4 a.m. and watching Gilmore Girls on low volume when my fiancé sleeps upstairs. I used to curse at the screen when Lorelei ran out on her wedding, but now I'm finding myself identifying with how panicked she gets about the wedding. This has already gone long enough, so I'll end it there. I know you guys were going to tell me that person's from Gilmore Girls. I still don't know how to pronounce her name, but I have heard of Gilmore Girls. The next part says, after some tough love the other day, I had a discussion with my fiancé. She dismissed my concerns, told me things such as, I get why my mum cares, but I don't get why you care. It's not even your thing. I don't understand how she can't see that my wedding should be my thing. She is disgusted that I want to do all of this girly shit. I tend to shut down and get quiet when I'm upset, so I went upstairs and tried to sleep. I text a friend that I trust and he convinced me to get away for a couple of days. I packed a bag and told her I need some space for a while and that we both have a lot to think about. She seemed really shocked, even though we had just been talking for hours about how she's letting me down. I think she needs me to scream and cry for her to understand that I'm upset. I was still in the car to my friend's house when I got a call from my fiancé's mum. She called her and I guess she said that things were serious because of her interference. She said, don't worry, fiancé's not making me call you on her behalf. The call was weird. She made me promise I was still going to a family dinner that was planned for Saturday. I had forgotten about it, but I said I still plan on it for now. She begged and said, we need to see each other and work on this. So I said, fine, I'll do it. Based on how she's behaved before, she will try to approach me with a compromise that gives her 80% and gives me 20%. I don't expect an apology. Maybe I'm being defeatist. Anyway, I'm on a couch at my friend's place for a couple of days. I get a text message every few hours from my future mother-in-law. An example, you have chosen very tasteful flowers. I think they'd be beautiful and you were right to ignore me. With a rainbow heart emojis added. I think she's worried the wedding might not happen and she's freaking out. I haven't responded to any of her texts. I have 13 right now. Future mother-in-law has been horrible to me at family dinners before. She's forgotten that I'm coming and had nothing for me to eat. I'm a vegetarian. She's pulled a vegetarian frozen meal out and I ate that while everyone else had homemade food because everything had meat or animal fat in it. This has happened twice. Other times, I've had to eat side dishes, which was fine, but they didn't have a place setting for me and dragged a rickety old chair from another part of the house to the table while I stood there awkwardly. If either of those things happened on Saturday, I'm leaving. Since she made me promise over the phone, I don't think she had an excuse to forget. Part 4. As a reminder, my ex-fiancé and I are both women. Last time I posted, I said I was going to a dinner with my then future in-laws. You guys were right to convince me not to go. I'm just going to call my ex-fiancé's mum, future mother-in-law, FMIL, to keep things simple. But I have no idea if I get married to her or if our relationship will survive this. I cancelled dinner and future mother-in-law was very upset about it. I didn't feel right playing happy family while I wasn't even sleeping at my own place because things were so bad. I think she knew about all of it based on how frantic she was about the cancellation. She sent a lot of texts and started calling me about 5 times a day, which I ignored. Ex-fiancé and I had Monday off, so I decided Sunday would be a good time to talk. I arranged a time to talk and went back home. I said that I am calling off the wedding because I don't feel ready. I said I'm not saying never, just not now. We have some work to do if we ever want to get married. I won't go into the whole conversation because it took place over many hours, but she first got nasty and sarcastic and mean before suddenly bursting into tears and telling me she knew she had been horrible to me and she didn't know why. She said an ugly side of her was coming out lately and she was ashamed of herself. We spoke about that for a long time and I said I'm willing to work with you on that as long as you work on yourself. She even agreed that we are nowhere near ready to be married. I ended up spending the night and things seemed like they were on the mend. I woke up and she'd gotten up early to make me crepes. She was singing in the kitchen and had a huge smile on her face when I walked in. I hadn't seen her look so happy in months. We talked and laughed and ate crepes, but halfway through breakfast, she snapped at me and threw a spoon across the kitchen. I was stunned and looked at her and said, "This can't continue. If you ever throw something in anger again, I'm out. That's not okay." She looked pretty horrified that she had done it and said she was so sorry and she ruined our whole day off together. I said, "No, it doesn't have to be ruined. Just show me that the rest of the day can get better than that." She seemed to take that to heart and she hasn't even teased me or said anything sarcastic since then. In a nutshell, we found that the source of the nastiness and dismissiveness was that she was scared of getting married and didn't know how to tell me because I seemed so excited. She thought I would dump her if she asked for the wedding to be pushed back or cancelled. She was pushing me away emotionally because she didn't want the wedding to happen. What she did wasn't okay, but at least I understand the motivation behind it better now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We decided that the first people to find out should be the vendors because we want to forfeit as little money as possible, and then the parents. I called my dad and he was pretty nice about it. ex-fiancé called her own parents, and they were not happy. Future mother-in-law made her promise that she would take 3 weeks to think about it and keep this a secret. I disagree. I think guests should be told as soon as possible, because some of them might not have paid for hotels, wedding outfits, or airline tickets yet. I would rather save them the money if possible. Future mother-in-law has called and texted me dozens of times asking me to say nothing. She has also offered to send us both on a vacation to reconnect and get away from wedding stress. I think she will be really embarrassed if the wedding is called off and she's becoming desperate. I am under no promise to future mother-in-law, and I told all the guests in my family. All of my friends know because they've been helping me through this. And so that just leaves family members on ex-fiance's side. I have all the guest information because I handled the save the dates and invitations. I'm thinking of just calling them because I think it's the right thing to do. But it will start a war with future mother-in-law. And then we have a conclusion. So update says, I told my ex-fiance that she needs to call her guest within 24 hours or I'll do it for her. She told me she wasn't going to do it at all, so I may as well just do it for her and start now. That's the last straw. I'm calling the guests and telling them as soon as I'm done typing this. I was putting up with enough disrespect from her myself, but to see her disrespect all of the wedding guests in her family disgusts me. She has some elderly relatives who are going to come despite poor health. They deserve as much warning as possible. I'm moving out as soon as I can. Thanks for everything, everyone. Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear from me. Ugh, and we've seen that so many times in these stories where they're like, the mother-in-law in this particular situation, you know, all she cares about is how it's going to look for her in the end. And it's just like so disgusting. And what was that spoon thing as well? Just launching a spoon across the room at Opie's direction. Even after, you know, it looked like things were on the up. Yeah, it doesn't sound very healthy to me. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story. This story is from K.E. Boy, who says, my sister, 17 female, is threatening to out me, 19 male, to our parents unless I break up with my boyfriend, 21 male, because she's obsessed with him. Hello, I'll keep this as short as I can and include all relevant details. I, 19 male, am gay and have been dating my next door neighbour, Evan, 21 male, for nearly 2 years. My little sister has always had a crush on him since we were kids, and when me and him would hang out and play together as kids, she'd insist on coming along. She'd literally cling on to him like a bad rash and would boast about him to all of her friends. Me and him started dating not long after I turned 18, and we kept our relationship to ourselves because my dad, who's raised in an Egyptian household, is quite homophobic, and my strict Asian, Korean mother would always forbid dating. Plus, if she found out I was dating a guy, she'd stroke out whilst clutching her pearls. That's right, lady is also a Karen. She'd be disappointed I'm dating a white boy. Anyway, we kept our relationship between us this whole time, apart from his family, who were very supportive of us, and my family thought we were just good friends and thought nothing of us having sleepovers whenever we'd go see a movie, hang to smoke a joint, or hang out in general. Then my sister would be trying to cozy up to him. Multiple times has she begged me to ask him to take her on a date, and I shut her down, not just because he's my boyfriend, but that she was also being a creep and that she's still a minor. She stole his phone number from my phone and has harassed him on so many times that he blocked her. My parents don't see a problem, as they think it's an innocent crush that she'll get over. Hasn't got over it in all the years we've lived at our house. Now, the day before yesterday, while I was at his house, all alone, me and him started doing what young couples do, and suddenly we heard this squeal come from outside his window. We looked to see my sister standing outside his window. His bedroom was moved downstairs after he broke his leg in a biking accident, so he didn't need to move around as much. My boyfriend started yelling and cursing at her, but she just had tears streaming down her face, and then she started saying homophobic slurs at us and saying how much she hates me for stealing her true love. Basically being a brat, which she always has been, as my folks have spoiled her all her life. She ran home sobbing and I got dressed and chased after her, but she had locked herself in her room. For the next day or so, I kept trying to talk to her, but she would just be unresponsive. So I kept an eye on her in case she went off to go tell my parents anything. It wasn't until a few hours ago that she came into my bedroom with a threat. She told me that unless I break up with Evan so she, his true love, could be with him, then she was going to out me to our parents and insist they kick me out. My family live near a decent college and pay my tuition, and I'm fairly dependent on them for that. I did remind her of Evan's preference to phallus. But she says that I've just corrupted him with my gayness and that she'll show him the light. We argue for an hour and then she tells me I have 2 days to do it or else. I'm not sure what to do. I've spoken with Evan and he says that if my folks kick me out then I can stay with him, but what about my college education? I'm thinking that maybe I just fake break up with him and me and him just start sneaking around. But say she catches it again, then she'll definitely tell my folks. What do I do? And on this one, we're going to move straight into the update. So, in case the link don't work, here's just a quick overview of the situation that was going on. Basically, me, 19 male, and my boyfriend, 21 male, are dating, but kept it a secret from my homophobic Egyptian dad and judgmental Karen of a mother. She's not that bad, just the typical strict Asian mum, and sister, 17 female, who is obsessed with my boyfriend. Anyway, sis caught me and my boyfriend being intimate and was threatening to get me kicked out and disowned unless I broke up with my boyfriend. Anyway, on to the update. So, me and my boyfriend looked over your replies in my previous post and we read through all of them, talked about some people who had suggestions and decided the best way was to go to my parents and get serious with them about my sister's stalkerish tendencies and do just the smallest amount of gaslighting just to make her story seem less believable. We fabricated some stuff to make it seem like I wasn't even in my boyfriend's bedroom at all. Me and Evan got a female friend of ours to pretend to be his girlfriend. Phone backgrounds and Insta photos. Delete chats between each other. We mostly spoke through Snapchat anyway. And I also went to my aunt, who is the family member I'm closest to, and who I knew wouldn't spill my secrets. I told her everything and came out to her, which was followed by lots of crying and hugging. My aunt said that she would say I was with her that day, but that she would talk to my sister first to get her to back off. Anyway, my aunt did just that. Spoke to my sister about what she's doing is cruel, but she wouldn't budge. After that, my aunt said she'd be my alibi and that she'd be helping me with a college essay. She's a historian and I'm in a history class, so it made sense. She also said if things did go sideways, then I could go stay with her. On the day that she was supposed to be my deadline, me and Evan went to speak to my mum and dad and talk to them about all the things my sister had done to my boyfriend. Evan talked about how it was cuter when they were kids, but now she was harassing him over the phone. He saved texts she had sent him and how he'd seen her peeking in his window while he was getting intimate with his girlfriend. Before, when I would say stuff to them about her issues, they'd brush me off, but now that Evan was coming to talk to them himself with evidence, they took it much more seriously. I spoke about how her harassment is damaging my friendship with Evan and that she made up a narrative about me and Evan being more than friends and was threatening to out me unless I get Evan to date her. My parents looked at each other, seemingly both confused and concerned, but they ignored anything that could have been something about our relationship. My sister was out that day, and when she got home, we sort of had an intervention, as it were, about her harassment. My parents were saying that what she was doing was not okay, and that she can get in major trouble with the law for doing so. Evan was there with his parents and girlfriend, and they spoke about how they didn't approve of her actions. She then tried to out my and Evan's relationship, but my parents told her to stop lying. She began to throw a tantrum on the floor like a big baby. Everyone left and my parents got her to calm down and they told her that in the new year she's expected to go see a therapist to help, which to be honest, she needs. I do feel bad that she's like this, but she did need to be confronted for her own sake. Me and Evan are now being extra sneaky about our relationship now and Christmas wasn't that fun in the house. Sis currently hates me, which is to be expected. Evan is working to save up for his own apartment and I just casually mentioned to my folks that he asked me to be his roommate, which they thought was cool. If I do move out, they'd pay for college still, while I get a job and pay for the rent for my place. So overall, my sister's plan didn't work. She's getting therapy. I'm out to my aunt who provided an alibi when my mum did her own prodding for info later. And I'm gonna be living with my boyfriend next year. So hooray all around. Now, what do you guys make of this story? You know, usually gaslighting in situations is really frowned upon, but in this case, to protect themselves from being outed, which could be potentially dangerous for OP anyway, and sister was being toxic towards them. What do you guys make of that situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Once again, guys, thank you for joining me today and getting involved in today's stories. Your love, time, and support always does mean the world to me, and I just want you to...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To know that. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.